Thank you, Tom. Oh, Tom will probably murder me for saying this, but he used to be a chorister at Southwark Cathedral. Look at the size of him now. I think I'm really a bit of a traditionalist. My traditional friends tell me that every good sermon should have a text. So for this morning, from that reading, from Luke chapter 12, verse 19, my text is, take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. Now, if I were a betting man, I'd bet that none of you thought you were going to have a text like that this morning. Now, let's be careful here. They were not the words of Jesus. They were the words Jesus put in the mouth of his rich man in that story. So maybe the message say we shouldn't eat, drink, and be merry. We shouldn't enjoy ourselves. No, that can't be true, can it? At all times, all of us, sometime, need to take life easy, need to put our feet up. The crime, the sin, is doing it all the time. We need to slow down, we need to recharge our batteries. And this year, I do know that to my own cost. Some of you know the story. It was on May the 7th. You might remember there was something important happening that day. In the evening, I collapsed in a heap. Not only did I collapse, but as I collapsed, I banged my face on some furniture and had a huge big black eye that was with me for 2 or 3 weeks afterwards. And I was rushed down to the hospital, and basically the story was I'd been working too hard, rushing around doing too much and not eating and drinking properly. So yes, do find time to take life easy, to put your feet up, to relax, to watch some trashy television, to read a rubbishy novel, whatever you do to relax, find time to do it. Now, looking at me, you wouldn't believe that I enjoy eating and drinking, would you? Oh, come on, be fair. Well, I do, and I enjoy cooking, and I think food is wonderful. And today is much about that food, particularly when the tradition of these harvest services started back in the 19th century. It was all about the harvest coming in from the fields and giving thanks for the food that ended up on our tables. And be merry. It's not a sin to be merry, is it? One thing I like about coming to St. Michael's is you're a happy lot. You do enjoy your religion. You do enjoy your worship. Oh, some churches I go to are so dismal. You think they were doing penance all the time. I enjoy preaching the Word of God. I enjoy running a scout troop. And if I didn't enjoy doing those things, I wouldn't do them half as well. Isn't that true? We're better at doing the things we enjoy than we are at doing the things we don't like. So I hope we're all judged. Maybe not by what we own, as that man in the story was doing, storing up his wealth, maybe to impress his neighbours, to ensure his old age, whatever for, but by what we do and what we believe. Those of you who follow politics will have heard a lot this week about kinder politics and a more caring society. Well, the best of luck to Mr. Corbyn, but wouldn't it be great if we had kinder politics, a caring, more caring society? Wherever you sit in that political spectrum, It's not such a bad idea, is it? Now, I'm going to need a little bit of help for the next bit. I need 8 people. And I was really thinking this could be 8... I almost said rodent-sized people. I'm rather rude calling beavers rodents, aren't I? 8 beaver-sized people. We got 8 volunteers. Oh, don't be reluctant. Come on out. You don't have to say anything. We have one with a smart beaver cap. Another one, 2. Another one, 3. Anyone else? Any other young people want to come forward and join in this? Another one here, come up. Beautiful. Can you stand at the end there? I need 4 each side of me. It's not going to work if I don't get to 8. I'm getting very near asking some scabs to come out. Come on, Beau and Jenny. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, Chloe will do. Then we've got 8, haven't we? No, we need one more. Beau, I still need you. Right, 4 this side. Can you come right at the end, Beau? Oh, I better explain to those people who have noticed it what these scarves are about. We've recently started a new cub pack and a new beaver colony and they meet at the prep school. So the people with this scarf go to that beaver colony or Cub Scout pack. And those of us with the blue and white ones meet here. So this scout group is growing like mad at the moment. Like, we have a straight line, all of you stood on the front. Yeah, Chloe better go on the end. Right, Chloe. You're the world. Hold that. And when I'm reading the story, whenever I say the world, stick that up in the air so everyone can see. And the 3 next people, you're a rich man, Jenny. And you're a poor man. Oh dear, and you're a beggar. Oh. And you're a farmer. And you're a businessman. Look at that, loads of money. And you're Dusty the Miller. And you're a baker. Now, if I go in the middle, back to my script. Now, when I say, this is the world, Chloe holds that up high. And when I say, these are the people, you 3 hold your labels up high. And when I say, this is the farmer, hold spade right up so everyone can see it. And when I say the businessman, you hold your wad of money up. And when I say the miller, you hold the flour right up. And when I say this is the baker, you hold the bread up. Everyone got that? This is totally unrehearsed, so anything can happen. This is the world that God made. These are the people who live in the world that God made. That live in the world that God made. Keep up with me. This is the farmer who grows the wheat to feed the people who live in the world that God made. This is the businessman who stores the grain he buys from the farmer who grows the wheat to feed the people who live in the world that God made. This is the miller who makes the flour from the crop he gets from the businessman who stores the wheat he buys. Businessman, hold it right up. Good. From the farmer who grows the wheat, to feed the people who live in the world that God made. And this is the baker who bakes the bread from the flour he gets from the miller who makes the flour, from the crop he gets from the businessman who stores the grain he buys, from the farmer who grows the wheat to feed the people who live in the world that God made. Have we done baker yet? Right. Now, this is the queue that form at the baker's who bakes the bread, he gets from the miller who makes the flour, from the crop he gets, from the businessman who stores the grain he buys, from the farmer who grows the wheat, to feed the people who live in the world, people who live in the world that God made. And here we have the queue. So, Mr. Baker, you're going to hand out what they're queuing up for. So, the miller must get two slices of... Oh, take two slices of bread for yourself. Open it up. Whoops. Throws it on the floor. Two slices for yourself. Right. Two slices for the... You're handing them out, Bo. Two slices for the miller. Oh, three slices for the businessman. And two slices for the farmer. And how are we doing in there? Three slices for the rich man. Three slices. And half a slice for the poor man. And, oh dear, is anything left in the bag? Can you look at the bottom just to make sure? Must be a crumb in the bottom. There's a crumb in the bottom there. Give the crumb to the beggar. Oh dear. God didn't make the world like that. Let us celebrate harvest and remember the needs of others. Now, I don't even want to keep that bread or give it back to Bo to go in the bag. So thank you all for your help. Give them a round of applause. Okay, put the stuff over there and back to your seats, guys. Oh, stick them over there. I think it's time to sing again.